Heavenly Father, we thank you for telling us that you will take care of us. We thank you for the prophecies that have come forth this evening, for the songs, for your rich presence. We thank you, Father. Just bless our time as we meditate together. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. We thank God for the body of Christ today. We thank God that we can join hands, join our hearts together as God's people, as God's sons and daughters. And our hearts cry out for those who are going through difficult times in the world today. Some places in the world, it is not safe to be a Christian. We are so free, we are so blessed here. And may God help us to not just feel that we don't need the Lord. We need him so much because we want to press on to the things of the kingdom. I love that passage in Isaiah where it talks about the kingdom of God in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, I'd like to talk a little bit about peace tonight. Peace is something that a lot of the world knows nothing about. Even in our own land, in Canada and the United States, we see so much dissension, so much rivalry. But God has given us peace in our hearts. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. It says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. There's a song that I love. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. You know, it's so wonderful to be able to be together and to flow together, to join our hearts together in the presence of the Lord. We thank God that his resources are limitless. He has promised to give us his Holy Spirit and to lead us in the ways of righteousness. It's not by might nor by power, it's not by man's abilities, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord that we walk day by day. And we need his Spirit in every day, our everyday walk. Peace is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. We can all recite them. It's a very important fruit of the vine. Christ is the vine and we are the branches. And he wants us to bear much fruit. He says, behold, I will send you Elijah, who was really John the Baptist, had the spirit of Elijah, the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. You know, this message is not only about peace, but it's about unity as well. We thank God that he knits us together, that we thank God for families, for husbands and wives, that we can fit together and flow together in the things of the Spirit of God. I talked to my wife on the phone a little while ago to let her know I arrived safely here, and she spoke. She liked to say hello to everybody. So She, you have her love too. So the angels sang the time of his coming. It says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to men. In Luke chapter 1, verse 79, it says, to give a light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. God wants us to have peace in our hearts day by day. It's wonderful that, you know, his Spirit is available any time of the day, and we can commune with him, we can talk to him, and no matter what we're doing, we're in the realm of the Spirit, that Spirit of peace. Praise his wonderful name. It says, at the coming of Christ, the heavenly host praised God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to men. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God wants you and me. He wants us all to just be in that realm of the Spirit, which is a realm of peace. Praise God. Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, I think of the people. I saw a picture on television not so long ago of people standing over Christians and ready to kill them. But you know, we can have peace in our hearts no matter what may happen on this earth, because, you know, like Jesus said to the thief on the cross, this day will you be with me in paradise. Praise the Lord. And we need not fear what may come upon us. We need not fear death. Praise God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Today, there's such an emphasis put on making a living, making dollars, filling a bank account. But, you know, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we thank God that no matter what our financial status may happen to be, whether rich or poor or in between, we can have the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Once when Jesus and the disciples were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus was asleep in the back end of the ship with his head on a pillow. When a storm came up and the disciples were afraid that the ship would sink, they wakened Jesus, who said to the storm, peace, be still. And the storm died down, and there was a great calm. Jesus can calm the storms in yours and my lives. Isaiah 52 and 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publisheth peace. Isaiah 54 and 13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be the peace of thy children. Isaiah 57, 21, there is no peace, saith God, to the wicked. If we walk in our own willful way, there is no peace there. But you know, wide is the road and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. You know, so easy to just let things go. I don't have to worry about anybody else. I'll just go on my own merry way. But you know, he says, straight is the gate and narrow the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. May God help you and me to be part of that few that find that straight and narrow way. Praise God. You know, we think sometimes, oh, my circumstances are such, it's hard for me to get along, it's hard for me to walk in the way I want to walk. You know, God sees your heart. He knows your desire. He knows your inner longing. And he is here to meet us. He is always there to meet us. I appreciate that prophecy tonight. God will take care of you. He will take care of us. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Psalm 29 and 11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Zechariah 9 and 10. And he shall speak peace to the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river even to the ends of the earth. God has that in mind. God loves his creation. Jesus died for every man and woman that ever lived or will live. Praise God. He was the Son of God. An ordinary man could not do that, but he was the Son of God. And he was able to pay the price on the cross of Calvary by the shedding of his blood, by his sufferings that he did for us. Praise God. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You know, the interpretation of the word meek is one that can take difficulty without complaining. And you know, Jesus was willing to go all the way. He loved us so much, and he was willing to do the will of the Father. How often do we become offended? Psalm 119, 165, and we can thank Brother Patterson for bringing this to our attention. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Do we get offended sometimes with what people do round about us? Oh, why did they do that? Why did they do that? But you know, great peace of thee that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Praise the Lord. You know, I thought of the apostles and Christ himself, how they did not fight back for the people that were persecuting them. They realized, Lord, you will be my protection. I do not have to protect myself. And you know, we know the scripture says the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Praise the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. You know, I think we love the Jews because Jesus was a Jew. He was our Savior. And we love them. But you know, the Bible says, he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, but he is a Jew which is one in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking at a lot of Jews here today, spiritual Jews, and that's wonderful. Praise God. In James 3, 17 and 18, it says, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. In other words, approachable, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. You know, Sometimes we look at certain people and think, oh, they're more blessed than other people. He says, without partiality, God is not partial. Without hypocrisy, and the fruits of righteousness are sown in peace of them that make peace. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 13 and 11 says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you. You know, it's so easy for the enemy to come in and cause a rift here or a rift there. May God help us. May he help us to not allow those things to happen, that there be divisions amongst us. Jesus says in Ephesians, he had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That was between the Jews and the Gentiles. He wants to break down any walls that may be between you and me or anyone else. He is the Prince of Peace. Galatians 3:28, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10:17, for we being one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Praise the Lord. That bread from heaven is available. Jesus was the bread that came down from heaven, and when the Israelites were in the wilderness, he is the bread of heaven for you and me today. Praise the Lord. Romans 12, 3-5 says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. You know, it's a wonderful thing to when we look at one another and realize there's a member of the body. There's a particular member of the body. God has a particular place for you in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And we're all different. I know there's some might be much the same, but I think by and large we're all different, but we're members of his glorious body. Praise the Lord. And you know, in your natural body, every member works towards the welfare of the whole. And you know, in the body of Christ, that's what God wants. Every member adding. He says, do all things to edify. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, and this is quite a passage on unity, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Isn't that beautiful? Praise God. What a wonderful way that God has called us to walk in. Ephesians 4 and 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In John 10 and 16, Jesus talked about him being the shepherd of the sheep. But he says, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Praise the Lord. You know, I think of countries throughout the earth, Africa, China, Russia, the Philippines, wherever you like. There are people there that God has touched by his Spirit. They're our brothers and our sisters. Praise the Lord. And I think God has a great future for when his kingdom comes in its fullness. Praise the Lord. But just one thing that we realize that is that we have a glorious head, Jesus Christ. We sang about him tonight. What a wonderful leader, what a wonderful guide, what one who loves us dearly and laid down his life for us. We need a head, and Christ is our head, a wonderful head, and we are members of that body. And he has designed that in the church and in our homes there be headship. In your home, the husband's the head of the wife, the wife is the helpmeet, and they flow together. God calls them that they are one. He wants us to be one. Praise the Lord. That's the last thing I want, is to be quarreling with my wife and at odds with her. It's always nice when we can give ourselves a hug and a kiss and we just are of the same mind. And you know, numerous times we're asked to pray for somebody, and I'll say, Marion, we need to pray, and she just joins with me, and we pray for needs. Praise God. Unity is a wonderful thing. We thank God that he has designed. He says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11, 12, and 13, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Who gave them? He gave them. We didn't do it. We don't take these offices upon ourselves. God imparts by his Holy Spirit the office that he wants us to have. And apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We need that headship. We need those ministries that God has ordained, because that's God's mind. He put it in his word. Praise his wonderful name. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same judgment. I guess I read that before. Finally, brethren, be perfect. For last verse. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Praise his wonderful name. May the peace of God be with us all. And I think we should just stand and thank God for what he's done for us. A wonderful flow. Shall we stand and... Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your plan for mankind. We thank you for your plan for your kingdom. And Jesus, when he was here upon the earth, he spoke so much about the kingdom of God. And Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us, that we should be called the sons of God, that you should impart of your spirit and of your life unto us. We thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. And we pray that your peace might be in the hearts of your people always. We will walk in peace one with another. Dear Lord, that we might be a good example to those around us every day of our lives. There's a song that comes to my mind. Maybe you know it. Peace, peace. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love once more. Peace, peace. wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit for